Well, why don't we just open this meeting up with prayer? God, you are so good in that you would use a group of middle schoolers and some leaders to go to a different country and minister to people. Lord, you are so good that you would choose us to be your children. And God, I just lift up this trip to you as I have so often. And God, I just ask that your hands would be on it. I thank you so much for bringing the team together, for assembling the students that you want to go, the leaders that you want to go. I pray that everything would go according to your plan, and that you would just be glorified through the whole trip. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, well, thank you guys for coming. We're going to try to keep this as quick as possible tonight. Because I'm hungry. That's why. I'm sure some of you guys are too. First of all, I want to introduce you guys to the leaders of the trip. So if we could have our leaders come on up here, just so you guys know who will be leading your students. I'll give you the mic and you can tell your name. And or you've got the mic. Look at you.
I am prepared.
You got. So tell us your name and your favorite thing about serving with Velocity.
Go for it, Chris. Okay. I'm Chris Secor. Of everybody here, except for Jen who's in the back, I'm privileged to have gone on the mission trip last year. And I'm still, like, recovering from it because it was so amazing. These guys, every one of these kids, just the way that God used them, the way that they were just so servant-hearted and so hardcore about God on that trip is still getting me, like, choked up every time I talk about them. And, you know, really, that's the thing that I'm just so privileged to be here. That's why I'm still here. I'm just amazed to see your kids serving God. That's why I'm here to help them along in that. So.
Very cool.
My name is Ruben Ortiz. I just love everything about Velocity. I've been doing this for quite some time now, and this is by
how many
far,
years now?
About 14 years.
14 years as a middle school leader. That's good.
And so last year was the only mission trip I've missed in that 14 years. So, but this is, I'm making up for it this year. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing what the kids are capable of doing, which I know what they're capable of doing, actually, because I've seen it done many times. So that's it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm Amanda Spinney. And and what was the question, Kevin?
What's your favorite part about serving with Velocity?
Oh, my favorite part? Well, I don't want us to be here all night, so I'll just keep it short.
Neither do we.
So I love the kids, and I love seeing God's work manifest through them. And, yeah, that means you. And I just think it's probably the coolest thing I've ever done for the Lord, and being able to see all these girls grow, and boys too. It's pretty sweet. Okay, here you go.
All right, well, my name is Arielle, and my favorite thing about Velocity is just to see the passion that these students have for the Lord, how they're just so willing to put aside a week of their summer and just commit to serving God and serving others. It's a real encouragement to me, and I know everybody else that's up here as well.
I'm Felicia. I love just seeing the kids just grow in God. It's just amazing, and it blows me away just to see them, you know, not really interested in church, to going to every single event, to the mission trip, and it's just amazing. So that's my
very nice deal. So those are your leaders. And, yeah, you guys can grab a seat. You are dismissed. Okay, so we're just going to go through. Did everybody get one of these? Not every person needs one, but each family. They're in the back if you need one. They're on that little chair back there. But we're just going to go through these, breeze through them. At the end, we're going to pass around the mic for Q&A. We'll be recording this so we can put it online for a couple parents who weren't able to make it tonight. So if you have a question, write it down or remember it, and I'll answer those at the end. First of all, under our when and where question, I put on there that the trip will start on Tuesday, June 5th, but really it's already been starting. It's starting right now. It's so exciting to me to get ready for this. And But really, it all goes down. Tuesday, June 5th is when we'll meet here at the church. We're going to have a all-day training session that day. That will be the day before we leave town. That night, all families are invited to the park out here, and we're going to have barbecue and all that stuff, and kind of just a send-off time for your students. You'll say your goodbyes Tuesday night. Tuesday night, we will sleep here at the church. We will wake up bright early in the morning, be on the road by 7 a.m. going to Mexico. When we get to Juarez, we will be ministering with a couple named Ernesto and Margarita Vega, and we'll be staying at their compound. We will be out there Wednesday through Thursday. We'll leave Thursday. We'll go back into the States, into New Mexico, and stay at a hotel. At that hotel, we'll be talking about the trip, just kind of doing our whole period of debriefing, the good, the bad, what we learned, all of that stuff. We'll also have a few hours to go to the Wet n Wild Water Park, which will be fun. And so that'll just kind of end the trip in an exciting way. We'll debrief that night, and then Friday we will head back home. So that's kind of the when and where of what we're doing. Make sure to have these important dates. Maybe put this up on your refrigerator or something like that, but those dates, as it says, are important. Are obviously our parent-student meeting is tonight. Monday, March 5th is our first team meeting. Those are very, very important. In fact, how many of you guys in here went last year to Mexico with us? Very nice. Very nice. Cool. About 10, 15 of you guys. You guys remember not only how fun those nights were, but how important they were. Because that is the time that you guys really get to know each other. We do a lot of team building stuff, initiatives, games. We do some Bible study, talk about cultural stuff. There's lots of different stuff that we do those nights. Very, very important, and I put mandatory for team members to be there. That is very important. In fact, our very first meeting, March 5th, Monday, Ernesto Vega, the missionary we'll be serving with, is flying in just to meet you guys. So he is going to be here at 5 o'clock to meet with me. I'll meet him for the first time, and then he's going to come to our team meeting and talk to us about what we can expect in Mexico. So don't miss those meetings, as it says on there. Saturday, March 17th, we've got a workathon fundraiser. We'll have more details later on that. Sunday, April 1st, your account balance must be $350. If you've already turned in $100, you only have $250 to go to that mark. Saturday, April 7th, we'll have a car wash. Monday, April 2nd is our next monthly team meeting. Sunday, April 15th, our Mexican dinner fundraiser. A lot of the parents, in fact, a lot of you parents helped out with that last year. That was excellent. Any help that you can give us this year for that as well, making food or whatever. Felicia is in charge of the fundraising. Tiffany's helping plan that event as well, so talk to them about that. Sunday, May 6th is when full payment is due. Full payment is $650. So we'll have three fundraisers before that date. But on May 6th, we need to have all payment in so we can make sure and get our payment out to the necessary people. In May, we have two team trainings. As we get closer and closer, we have one on May 7th and then another one on May 21st. Those are the same time, same place. Those are always 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the family room over in the main building in the entryway area. And then Tuesday, like I mentioned, is all-day training at Calvary. That night is barbecue dinner for the family here at Calvary. Wednesday, we head to Mexico. Thursday, June 14th, we'll be debriefing in the States. And then Friday, June 15th, it's all over. We're back home. So believe it or not, it's just a few months away. I'm so excited. Some of the things that we're going to be doing there are mentioned on here. We're going to be doing a lot of construction, a lot of landscaping. We're going to put on a vacation Bible school for some of the local kids around that area. We'll probably be playing a lot of soccer because they love it down there. Girls, you can help play with the little kids and the babies out there. There's lots of cool stuff to do. It's cool opportunities for us. In fact, do I have any musicians that are going on the trip? Musicians, nice. Okay, good. Well, one thing we're going to be working on is learning some Spanish worship songs as well, because we're going to be leading a Spanish time of worship as well. So look into you guys for that. I'm excited about that. Lots of great stuff to do. One thing, after last year's Mexico trip, which for those of you who went know that it was probably the hardest work you've ever done in your life. I was setting up this trip with Pat from Global Adventures here, and she was saying, okay, well, so you're taking a group of middle schoolers, so should we give them kind of a lighter load? And I said, no way. Are you kidding me? We built a double-size house in 3 days from the ground up. We can handle anything. So I'm excited to see what they've got planned for us out there. Expect some hard work, but expect it to be totally rewarding. It's going to be really good. If any of you guys speak Spanish, brush up on it. Make sure that you feel pretty good with it. If you do speak Spanish fluently or even pretty decent, we may use you for translating. That was a great tool that we had with us last year as well. And even if you don't know any Spanish, the extent of your Spanish is like taco and burrito, okay? That's okay. Actually, on the back of this pack, I have assembled a Spanish lesson for you, okay? It's 4 pages of basic Spanish, so that way you at least know what they're talking about when they say the baño, okay? So if you don't know what that is, refer to one of those after pages. So brush up on your Spanish. I'm not going to expect you guys to speak fluently. I don't either, as you can tell. But brush up on it. It'll be a great tool for you. How much? Of course, you guys all know, $650 a person. But a couple important things under here. The money, it says, will cover transportation, food, ministry supplies, water bottle, t-shirt, all that good stuff. We will have 3 fundraisers, as I mentioned, before the trip. And it says see attached calendar. Basically, that is the important dates up above. It says you will only make money if you show up to those fundraisers. Don't expect your team members to raise you money. If you want money from the fundraisers, you need to show up to earn that money. And as it also says, do not rely completely on the fundraisers to pay for your trip. I can't imagine that we would do so good at our fundraisers that every student would make $600. Now, if we did, that would be outstanding. We can pray for that. But don't rely completely on that. A better way to do it, probably a more reliable way to raise money, is sending out support letters. And a sample of that is on the second page. You guys can get an idea of how to send out support letters, what to write in there, the content, all that good stuff. Check that out. So that's a good way to raise some money. Just let your family, your friends, your neighbors know what you're doing. Even if they just want to chip in $10, that's $10 you didn't have before. So just pray, and I'm always, every year I go on a mission trip, I am blown away by the way that God provides. So I know some people, in fact, I know one person in here, she went to the table, grabbed the application, and said, oh, cool, I want to go to Mexico. How much is it? And I said, $650, and she was all, okay, all right, I can't handle that, you know? And I said, hey, don't let the price bother you. God will provide. Every year he does. So don't let that deter you. And then under stay informed. Obviously, the best way to stay informed is the meetings. Those are very important. But if there's ever some kind of news that we need to make sure to get out to you guys, we'll send emails for those of you who have emails. And we'll also make phone calls if there's something important that you need to know about as well. But there's actually a few different ways that you can keep informed. On the bottom, there's the info for you, the student ministry office phone number. We've got an email set up just for this event, vsmmissions@gmail.com. And then we've also got a blog going on the on our website. So if you go to velocityabq.org/Mexico, you can click on the link that says blog, and we'll be updating that. You can just kind of keep posted with all of that info. So that's that. The second page, of course, is the sample support letter. You obviously won't want to photocopy that and send it out. You'll want to put your own photo on there and your own names and your own info, but all of that's important, so do your best to kind of go through there. Important thing that I want to highlight is the last paragraph of the donation letter, okay? Because you may get some questions about this. One great thing about people donating to your trip is that that donation can be tax deductible. But there's a certain way to do it. So let me make sure that I highlight this for you. The last paragraph, and this is writing to these people, says, if you're interested in sponsoring me and participating in this ministry opportunity with me, please send a check along with a provided Calvary donation form to Calvary of Albuquerque, address below, with Velocity Mexico Missions in the memo line. Make checks payable to Calvary of Albuquerque. If you want your contribution to be deductible, tax deductible, please do not put my name on the memo line. Only Velocity Mexico Missions. So the point with that is if it is a donation, it cannot be tax deductible if they have given it to a specific person. Now, we know that it's going to go to a specific person, and that's why we have the donation form that the people can write your name on it. But if they actually write it on the check, the IRS says that cannot be tax deductible. So you need to just, I would say, make sure that that information is in there. Because if a lot of them will want their donation to be tax deductible, and that's a big thing. If they just write Velocity Mexico Missions in the memo line and fill out the donation form, everything will be great. You'll get the money and they'll get the tax deductible stuff as well. So, and then of course that's signed your friend in Christ, Chancho. So that's page two. Page three is your donation form. And that's exactly what I'm just talking about here. How to fill it out is right up there on the screen. But we did our best to fill out as much info as we could. All that you have to fill out is right above the line where we wrote in Velocity Mexico Missions, write in your name. And then all you have to do is take this, take the staple out, make a photocopy of it once you've written your name in there, and then fold this up and send it out with all your letters. And that way it's already filled out. All they have to do is put in their information on the top, pop it in an envelope with their check, and send it to the church. So it's real easy, and that's the donation and payment info. And then the last couple pages are your basic Spanish, all right? So I'm trying to think. I'll let you guys ask questions here in just a minute. But one thing I just wanted to kind of share with you guys, how awesome and excited about this trip I am. In about a year, you know, we have 52 weeks that I get to hang out with your students and do my best to have an impact on their lives. And throughout the week, I probably average hanging out with the students 3 hours a week, okay? That puts my time in a whole year at about 150 hours that I get to pour into their lives. Well, while we're on this Mexico trip, we'll be down there Wednesday through a Thursday. We'll be down there for about double that. And we will have about twice the time that I have in one entire year to pour into the students. We will have condensed into 1 week that we get to live there. We get to be a part of their culture. And we get to pour into their lives. And I am so excited about the impact God can have, not only on them, but also on us. I know in my past, I went on a couple Mexico trips. I went on a couple other mission trips. Never really liked it. Always had kind of a bad taste in my mouth for missions. Last year, when I went on Mexico mission trip, completely changed my perspective on missions. And I didn't go expecting that at all. I was just running the trip, as far as I knew. But God really worked in my heart, and I anticipate the same this year in my heart, in the leaders' hearts, and especially in your students. So parents, I covet your prayers. We need them. We need your support and your prayers, mainly your prayers. We just really need that. Pray for your student. Pray for the team. Pray for the missionaries. Pray for, there's lots of different things you can pray for. And if you'd like something more specific, let me know. But just wanted to share that with you before we do our question and answer time. What we're going to do, like I mentioned, we're recording this. So Chris has the other microphone. And if you'll raise your hand if you have a question, he'll hand you the mic. So that way we can get all the questions answered where people can hear it. Any questions that you guys have tonight? About the trip. Right over here. You said it started over there.
Vaccination requirements.
Vaccination requirements. That's good info. I will look into that so I know for sure. As far as I know, there's nothing out of the ordinary, but I will definitely look into that and let you know at this next meeting. Chris?
Because last year you had to have HEP.
Right. And if it's whatever it is, I'll let you know as soon as I know.
Okay.
I'll look into it.
How about passport requirements?
Passport. Good question. You do not need a passport to drive into Mexico. If you're flying into Mexico, you do need a passport. And this is the last year that is the rule. Next year from 2008 on, we will need passports even if we're driving in. But this year, that's not the rule. So we're okay this year. Don't worry about passports until next year. Who else? Any other questions? Yeah.
Talking from experience, sorry. Last year you needed birth certificates and a current picture?
Yes.
Same requirement this year?
Yeah. It'll be very similar, and I'll also provide all the students and parents with packing lists and all of that as we get a little closer, but specifically that, yes.
Do you want me to set up the picture thing for you guys?
That's
again?
A great idea. Yeah, if you could, that would
okay.
be excellent.
Okay, I'll get with you on that.
Yeah, last year, Mary, and this year she'll do it as well, set up a time where we bring in a photographer to take pictures if your students don't have school IDs or something like that. Last year what we needed is a photo ID, not just something that says their name, but also has a picture of it. So their school ID works, or if they have a generic identification card or something like that. Anybody else? The question.
Where exactly will you be staying while you're there?
We'll be staying in a compound within the city. I haven't seen it. You can get a little glimpse of it on the website from pictures if you've checked those out. From what I hear, though, it's fenced in, very secure. They have a lot of teams that go in and out there, in and out of there. Some team members very young, so. Safety concern isn't an issue. We'll be gated in. In fact, that's part of the reason that they sent us to this compound, because it's known to be a very secure place. So it will be within the city.
A couple of years ago when I was in school of ministry, we went to the same compound for a weekend as a school. So speaking from experience, I can tell you it's a very safe compound. We were there for a whole weekend, and never at any point did we actually feel threatened or uncomfortable. It's a very nice place in terms of Mexico. We're not going to be living lavishly by any means, but you can rest assured that our accommodations are going to be very ample and very safe.
Yeah, right up here, Chris.
Are they going to need the physicals this year?
Physicals? I believe so, but I will check for sure. Oh, Chris, over here.
In the wrong direction.
If they had a physical from Lone Tree last year, will that count? Because that 1 year?
I believe that would work. Okay. The difference is we're not going through Lone Tree. So I'll check into that.
If you have a physical from Lone Tree.
Right, and if you have a physical from that, that should work as long as it's current.
Because I think it's a year that you're allowed.
Yeah,
to
I think it's actually 2 years that it works.
Oh, okay.
So, anybody else? All right. Well, if you guys have more questions, please feel free to catch me here in just a minute. And you can always email me, call me, whatever you guys can think of anytime you have a question. But I am so excited for this trip. So, Chris, would you mind closing us in prayer?
Absolutely.
Let's pray.
Oh, Father God, Lord, we all just come before you so excited, Lord, to be embarking on this on this experience, Lord, that's going to span over a couple of months, Lord, into the summer. God, we're all doing this for you, Lord, because you are worthy. Lord, because we love you and we want to serve you. God, we want to fulfill that commandment which says, go into all the world and proclaim your name, God, and make disciples. God, we just pray right from the get-go, Lord, that you would be involved in every step of this mission trip, Lord, that we would not make any moves, Lord, without first consulting you, God, and seeking what your will is. Lord, we just pray for your guidance, for your protection. God, I pray specifically that this team would unite into a strong, flexible, well-working team, God, that likes each other, God, and doesn't have any infighting issues. Lord, we were blessed last year not to have any of that, God. I would just pray that again for this year, Lord. God, we know that a tool, which is what this team is, God, works better when it operates well, Father, when it's well-trained, God. So we just pray that the training would go smoothly, Father. God, that we would just put our lives, God, put our efforts in this trip in your hands, God, knowing that you are going to bless us, Lord. That you are going to use us to bless others, Father, and everybody involved is going to be changed, God. So, Lord, we take each step on this trip, Lord, for your glory. And God, we just pray that you would be the center of our attention in every regard on this trip for the next 4 months. God, until we step out of those vans on the way back, Lord, and even on past that, Lord, as we remember this trip, God, and go on with our lives serving you. So, Lord, we pray that your will would be done, Father, and we thank you for this privilege, God, this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.